Welcome back to that 590 show. Kay and Vanessa is hosting a live version of the number one professional wrestling podcast in the world, Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard, the former right-hand man to WWE CEO Vince McMahon. The show will take place at South Broadway Athletic Club from 2 to 4 p.m. before WWE's Money in the Bank at Scottrade Center on June 18th. VIP and general admission tickets are available at notarib.com. Rocky, would you see the story earlier about some gentleman has paid the most amount ever to attend an NBA Finals basketball game? Did you see about this?
People are crazy. I don't know how they do this, but whatever.
He paid $133,000 for two courtside tickets, and then we have the TV on here, and you know they saw who I saw walking in? Aaron Rodgers. I could see Aaron Rodgers paying that kind of money. He's got it. Why not? $133,000 to Aaron Rodgers. What's that?
That's a drop in the can. But I mean, unless you're making literally $30 million a year. It's ridiculous. I still want to know what the hell that average looking SOB who was at the Cleveland game, what the hell he's doing. What does he do? That average guy who got kicked out?
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
And then it was fist bumping security. First of all, he has a courtside seat, so he obviously knows he's got money. But when you have the stature of you got kicked out and you're still fist bumping security on the way out, you do something. And so he looked like the most average Jamoke in the world. He was wearing a flannel button up, for Christ's sake. He looked like the most average Jamoke in the world.
So that's how he has his money. He doesn't spend a lot of money on clothing.
That's fair. That's true, except I guarantee you that was a $113 flannel shirt.
Look at all the billionaires that you see.
They all wear the same thing.
Look at Mark
frugal.
Cuban.
They are not frugal in any way or sense of form. They pay $180 for a pair of khakis that looks like it's from Walmart. It's just not.
Well, that could be, but I mean, look at Mark Cuban.
They're not Jim Harbaughing this one.
Look at Mark Cuban. Look at what he wears.
Those are Armani sweatpants.
Armani sweatpants?
Those are Armani sweatpants. I guarantee you those are $130 sweatpants. Acting like I'm schlubbing it with my fans.
It used to drive me crazy how he would always wear stuff like that.
His sweatpants cost more than the average ticket for a game at his stadium.
I'm like, I can understand you wanting to look like, you know, the common man, the everyday guy, but you got it like that, kind of like a Julius Caesar kind of haircut. And you're wearing a T-shirt that you bought from the stand before, and your blue jeans. I mean, I'm not saying that you got to wear Armani every single time, but at least kind of look like you're
telling you they're fake. They're even when they're trying to be casual, they're spending 10 times more than you are.
You think so? Because I heard that.
Unless it's a verbatim story like the John Harbaugh story, where it's straight up, they made a big thing where that he buys his khakis at Walmart. I guarantee you, Mark Cuban, yes, he's wearing a Dallas Mavericks shirt. That shirt was, by the way, $90 at the team store anyhow. I guarantee you he's wearing sweatpants that are nicer than any pair of jeans I currently own.
What about Zuckerberg? Apparently he wears the same thing every day. That's what I read.
Now, he's enough of a...
Same with Jobs.
See, that's fine.
Jobs was like that, too. He was always the mock black turtleneck.
That's fine. He might wear the same thing every day. He might have worn a mock black turtleneck, but I guarantee you that mock black turtleneck is cost more than any turtleneck you've ever considered buying.
More than likely,
Gucci,
yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend John joins us. Good evening, John. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is it really news that Charles Barkley is going to go to a fat farm and lose 30 pounds? Who cares?
Exactly. Why, if you're asking it's newsworthy, why are you taking the time out to call this show and force us to talk about it on the air? I don't want to talk about it. I'm done. We're done with that conversation. You're right. It's not newsworthy. Done. End of story. I'm not wasting any more time on it.
All right, Rocchio, saying next topic.
Wait a minute. Let me complete my thought. I wasn't finished with that. I'm just saying ESPN let it look like it was some kind of world, like breaking news. But what I'm saying is, why didn't they get rid of Charles Barkley and that other guy, Stephen Smith? What did they just pro? They just want to stir things up. They're not really doing anything as far as sports related. They just talk about a lot of nonsensical issues that don't even pertain to sports. I think they should get rid of both of those guys. That's all I'm trying to say.
Charles Barkley's on TNT and Stephen A. Smith's on ESPN. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I thought Charles Barkley worked for ESPN.
No, he works for TNT.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think both of them should just die off or get off. I don't care for their commentary or their shenanigans. And our thing is, I don't even follow the Cardinals. I just wish they would fire Matheny. Why just fire the third base coach? Why don't they just get rid of the manager if they're going to do all these changes?
Well, they didn't really fire the third base coach. They just reassigned him to whatever that means. I don't know. But the reason why they haven't fired Mike Matheny is because it seemed like the second after the Cubs won the World Series, they signed Mike Matheny to an extension. So he is signed through year 2020, and they are probably not going to want to pay the money that they owe him. But to considering the amount of money that team brings in, that organization brings in from Ballpark Village, from the new TV deal that's going to be coming in from Fox Sports, it's going to be $1 billion, and everything else, you would think they could afford it, but kind of like we were talking with about Mark Cuban and some of these billionaires that own these NBA teams, they're, I mean, that's how they got their money. They didn't get their money by just throwing it away.
Okay. But I mean, so you're saying that Mike Matheny's going to be there as long as Donald Trump is president?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said Mike Matheny's there going to be through 2020, so that's how long he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Long
so who Trump, so who do you think who do you think is going to be at this time in 2020? Who do you think is still going to be in their current position? Is it going to be Mike Matheny as manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, or is it going to be Donald Trump as president of the United States? What do you think, John?
I think it's going to be Donald Trump.
I think you're right. I'm afraid you're right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good show.
Yep. You as well. Four Finger Guy texting in. I'm looking for that sniper. Yeah. something we didn't talk about earlier, but congratulations to Jeremy Maclin signing a two-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Very happy to see that. I think Joe Flacco is going to be able to really utilize Jeremy Maclin because I understand that he was with his old system and his old coach with Andy Reid in Kansas City, but Alex Smith is not a very good strong arm quarterback, and that's exactly what Joe Flacco is. So I think Jeremy Maclin's going to be a great fit there. So very happy to see that Jeremy Maclin signed with the Baltimore Ravens. I expect him to do many great things there. Very happy to see that.
Yeah, that should be good. He's a good deep ball receiver. Joe Flacco, obviously, as we know, pretty much only throw the deep ball. He sucks any other time beyond that. I mean, the guy literally cannot complete a pass if it's shorter than a 15-yard out route. So that'll be good for Jeremy Maclin. It's really saying something about his career. This is going to be the best quarterback he's ever played with because, again, Flacco's not that good.
No.
But Maclin should have a solid year.
What's that?
Probably doesn't touch 1,000 yards, but I think he has a solid. I think he has a solid 800, 900
yeah,
yard
I think
year.
That's about right. What do you think? About 6-7 touchdowns?
No, probably like 3 or 4.
You think he's only going to have 3 or 4 touchdowns?
That's pretty much always had his entire career. It's like the guy doesn't score. He's not a touchdown scorer. He's not. I mean, there's just certain players that just don't have the knack for getting the ball in the end zone. It's just Jeremy Maclin's one of those guys. He's better in between the 20s. Bottom line.
You want to join the conversation, you're more than welcome to it. 855-282-8255. That is the Bellman Automotive phone line. The text line, also the same number at 855-282-8255. We are about 25 minutes away from tip-off, from Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. I think that we talked about this before, Rocky. I think what we're going to see now is the start of a new dynasty with the Golden State Warriors if they're able to keep everybody together. I mean, I think even if they lose Klay Thompson, they're still going to be a dynasty. As long as they have Draymond Green, they have Kevin Durant, you have Steph Curry, I think you're still going to be fine. As great as Klay Thompson is, I don't think that he's that vital to them, like being a dynasty and not being a dynasty.
Klay Thompson?
Klay Thompson, yes.
I could not disagree more.
Of the four that they have, I would say that Klay Thompson is the most expendable.
No, Kevin Durant's the most expendable.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Boom, right there. You know why?
Why?
You know why Kevin Durant's the most expendable? Because they won a championship with the other three.
Okay.
That's why. Of course, and because either Stephen Curry, Curry or Kevin Durant are the most expendable.
Who's the better player?
That's not what you're asking me. I won't agree to the premise that the best player is the most expendable, or the best player is
the least expendable.
Least expendable. I won't agree with that premise.
Okay.
Because we can all agree, no matter what, that Draymond Green is the least expendable, despite the fact not being the best. We can agree with that from the get go. That if you have those four and you're lopping off limbs of that tree, Draymond Green is the last one you lop off. Maybe except for Curry or Durant if you want to go that way, but Thompson and Draymond's defense makes them a championship team. Stephen Curry's scoring makes them a very good team. But Klay Thompson and Draymond Green's defense, in addition to the fact that they are great playmakers and offensive players.
It's not like Durant is some schlub as a defender.
He's not a schlub, but he's not guarding the ones and the twos the way Klay Thompson is.
Klay Thompson is a better defender, but I would say that Kevin Durant is a better scorer than what Klay Thompson is a defender.
That's fine, but the team doesn't work. So maybe the first one you get rid of is Stephen Curry, because Stephen Curry doesn't work without Klay Thompson.
Oh, I think he could.
No, he doesn't, because Damian, the games where you have to play Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving, without Klay Thompson, those games are completely different because there's no one to guard those guys now. Kevin Durant's guarding ones.
If you're losing Klay Thompson, that means you're picking up somebody else.
That's fine, but he's not going to be somebody who can put in 26 every night and also play
you're
all-star
not
defense.
Need him to. You just need someone to play defense.
Well,
you're not going to need someone who's
I disagree. No,
you're not going to need someone who's going to pour in 26.
Wrong.
You can get your scoring from Durant, you get your scoring from Curry.
If you put Tony Allen on the Warriors, it screws up the entire offense. The offense breaks if you put Tony Allen in the if you put Tony Allen in Klay Thompson's space.
Well, Tony Allen's a little bit too old.
That's fine. I'm just saying.
Have you put Avery Bradley where Klay
Thompson
is? No,
not Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley can shoot 38% from three-point. If you put Andre Roberson where Klay Thompson is right now, the Warriors' offense breaks. It doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
It doesn't work. It's not the championship-level offense they have. The entire reason that offense is able to work
if you
because
put Avery
of the
Bradley
multiple
where
shooters,
Klay Thompson is the offense change.
That's fine. It's Avery Bradley.
Okay.
That's
a point I'm trying to make.
But Avery Bradley's a borderline all-star who's a great defender and is a freakish athlete because he happens to have a 6'7 wingspan despite being 6'2. So you picked out a defensive unicorn to put in his place. Obviously, that's going to work out. You also picked out a guy who can shoot almost 40% from three consistently. My point is, give me a guy like Andre Roberson who can't shoot from three consistently. You put him in for Klay, and even though he's a good defender, if you're able to sit on Durant or Curry with a double or just sit in the lane on a Draymond drive and not have to worry about kicking out to Klay Thompson and you have to worry about kicking it out to Andre Roberson, it changes the entire way you play defense to the point where I can't imagine how the Warriors offense would look if you put a non-shooter in Klay Thompson's spot on offense.
Okay, I'm not suggesting getting a non-shooter, though.
I'm saying though, the extent to which Klay Thompson opens up the offense by just his reputation as a shooter is unimaginable, and I don't know how you can replace it. It's been there. I mean, literally, Klay Thompson took off as a sharpshooter from the get, and I don't know how this Warriors team works if he doesn't come off that way on offense. And then, I mean, now we've shut the conversation completely away from his defense, and I don't know how their offense works without him.
Oh, I think it could work without him. I think it could.
If you find a way to get another guy who can shoot around 40% and not be completely in complete and total defensive liability, again, those guys are hard, and the problem is anybody who has those two skills and isn't 33 years old is going to get $100 million on the open market. And so that's the problem with letting Klay walk. Anybody who can play defense and shoot threes, you're not getting them for less than $15 million a year. You're just not.
The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grays may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kimner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck? Here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off, but that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or Savage Axis camo rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. BellmanCDJR.com. Let's take a commercial break and then final segment of the night. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. So gonna get to Kevin. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that.
scamming.